This week's parsha is Parshas Nitzavim, and the title of the shiur tonight is the Mitzvah of Tshuva. So tonight we're going to look at the source of Tshuva in the Torah. It's tied to this week's parsha, and we're going to try to understand two different approaches to the essence or the essential idea midoraisa of what Tshuva is from the Torah. So of course this is relevant because Rosh Hashanah is coming up. So these ideas are relevant to Rosh Hashanah. They're relevant to analysis, to self-analysis, to understanding how the Torah, based on the Ramban and the Rambam, how the Torah is really presenting us with tshuva. So we're going to have to read through a couple of psukim in the beginning just to get a general approach to it, and then we'll look at the Ramban, and he has an interesting idea as to what tshuva is about. So if you look in source number one, it's Devarim Perek Lamed. It's 10 psukim. So I'll read through it, and it's very similar, some of the psukim. So it says as follows: Vayo ki yavo alecha kol advarim ha'ila habracha v'aklala asher nasati lefanecha v'ashevosa el vavecha v'chol goyim asher hidichecha Hashem alkecha shama. So once the Jewish people experience all the brachos and klalos, and then they end up doing tshuva eventually, when they're banished amongst the non-Jews, that Hashem placed them amongst the non-Jews, and they end up v'ashevosa el vavecha. They consider in their heart returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vishavta ad Hashem elokecha v'shamata v'kolo k'chol asher anochi mitzavach hayom atah uvanecha b'chol v'avachah v'chol nafshecha. And then they return to Hashem, and they start listening to His voice, and they follow the Torah. So the Ramban and the Torah, sorry, not the Ramban, the Torah itself is describing the tshuva process of the Jewish people after they've been banished amongst the other nations. Vishav Hashem elokecha ashvusucha v'richamecha v'shav v'kibetzcha mikol amim asher afitzcha Hashem elokecha shama. And then Hashem will also show mercy on you, and He'll gather you up from all the nations. Even if you're exiled to the ends of the heavens, so from there Hashem will gather you, and He'll bring us together. And so when the Jews do tshuva after they've been banished in exile, so eventually they do tshuva, and Hashem is going to bring everybody to Eretz Yisrael. And then if we're in pasuk vav in source number one, umal, this is a key pasuk. Umal Hashem elokecha eslevavecha veslevav zarecha le'avos Hashem elokecha b'chol vavecha b'chol nafshecha l'man chayecha. So at that point, Hashem will circumcise our hearts, which we'll have to understand, and also that of our children, in order that we should love Hashem with all of our souls, all of our hearts, and for the sake of our life. V'nasan Hashem elokecha. And then Hashem's going to take down all of our enemies with the same curses that He applied to us. And you will return, you will come back, and you will follow the mitzvos. And everything's going to be great. You're going to have lots of fruit and children and animals, and Hashem will come back to you, and He'll be happy with you the way He was happy with your forefathers. As long as you listen to the Torah and you follow the Torah and you come back to Hashem your God with all of your heart and all of your soul. So the Torah in Parshas Nitzavim, Devarim Perek Lamed, there's one redundant word. It's shavta. It's all throughout the whole entire piece, but basically, it's describing the ultimate process of redemption, where the Jewish people do tshuva in exile in Galus, and then ultimately, I think he's talking about Yemos Mashiach, which we'll see in the Ramban. Ultimately, Hashem's going to gather all the Jewish people up together, and we're going to return to Eretz Yisrael, and we'll be prosperous. So, but throughout the psukim, in source number one, there's a common theme of tshuva that's v'hashevosa. Look in pasuk aleph, v'hashevosa levavecha and beis v'shavta and gimel b'shav. If you go to, let's keep going. It says v'nasan Hashem elokecha v'atos hashuv and ches. So, and in the last one in yud, again it says kisashuv el Hashem elokecha. So the idea of shav, of being a shav, is consistent throughout these psukim. So we have to understand what's the idea of tshuva here. What's the Torah trying to present to us? So if we go on in the psukim, if you look in source number two, I just split it up because it's a different paragraph in the Torah. It's a different parsha, but it continues and it says, "In Yud Aleph, ki ha mitzvah hazos, asher anochi mitzavecha hayom, lo nefles hi memecha v'lo rechokahi. For this mitzvah that I command you on today, on this day, is not wondrous and it's not far fetched. Lo v'ashamayim hi lemor miyaleh lanu hashamayim v'ikachel lanu v'yashminu osav v'nasena. It's not in the heavens that somebody has to go up to the heavens to get it, this mitzvah. V'lo me'ever le'yam hi, and it's also not across the sea. Lemor miyavor lanu al ever hayam v'ikachel lanu v'yashminu osav v'nasena. That you have to get somebody to cross over the sea to get you this. Because this matter, this mitzvah, is very close to you. It's in your mouth and in your heart to do. So the psukim, it's a direct continuation before, but before it describes the process of redemption. And now the Torah presents us with this idea of that this mitzvah, whatever we're referring to, is not so far-fetched. So what is this referring to? That's the question. What's this mitzvah over here, kia mitzvah hazos, in source number 2? What mitzvah is it referring to? So this is where we get to the Ramban and his idea of tshuva. So if you look in the Ramban, he says, kia mitzvah hazos, it's source number 3. He says, al kol haTorah kula. So first he says what a lot of Rishonim say, that when it says kia mitzvah hazos, it's referring to the whole Torah, meaning that the Jewish people shouldn't feel like the Torah is not in their hands to fulfill. But the psukim are saying that you have to follow the Torah, and if you follow the Torah, and eventually you'll do tshuva, and Hashem will return us to Eretz Yisrael. So the plain idea, the plain shot is kia mitzvah isn't referring to a particular mitzvah, but it's referring to keeping the whole Torah. And it's saying the Torah at this point is saying that if you keep the Torah, then you should recognize that it's not that hard to do. It's not rechoka hi me'od. It's not very far-fetched, and you can do it, and you can fulfill the Torah. But then he goes on. He says, v'anachon, but what is correct? Ki al kol haTorah yomar kol haMitzvah asher anochi mitzavach hayom. So with regard to the whole Torah, it says in Ches Aleph, ki kol haMitzvah asher anochi mitzavach hayom, all the mitzvos. Aval haMitzvah hazos, but in our pasuk in Yud Aleph, it says, ki haMitzvah hazos, this mitzvah, al haTshuva haNiskeres, is a reference to the tshuva that's mentioned above. So the Ramban says that the Torah is presenting us with a mitzvah of tshuva, and it mentions before in the first source that we read that tshuva is a v'shavta, that will happen, that we will do tshuva, but it's really a mitzvah, it's a commandment for us to do tshuva. Ki v'hashivusa el vavecha v'shavta ad ad Hashem elokecha. So all the mentioning of tshuva that I showed you in source number 1, mitzvah sheitzave osan lasos kein. So the Torah is commanding us to do tshuva. V'nemra b'loshon habenoni lirmos b'havtocha ki asir adavar lios kein. But the Torah is mentioning it in this way, and it's in this particular way, where it's not a direct commandment, because it's telling you that eventually this is going to happen. Meaning, on the one hand, it's a mitzvah, and it's a tzivoy, it's a commandment for us to do tshuva, but the Torah is also foreshadowing the future, and it's telling us that we will do tshuva in the future, and we will be returned to Eretz Yisrael. V'atam lemor kim ye nidachla b'kti ha-shamayim, v'ata b'yad ha-amim, so the psukim are telling us that even if you're exiled amongst the other nations, you're in Galus, you could still do tshuva. So really, tshuva is always accessible to you, even if you're in the farthest points on the earth. So you can still do tshuva. So the Ramban says that the source for the mitzvah of tshuva is from our parsha. It's from Parshas Nitzavim. And the Torah is telling us, or it's bringing in the idea of tshuva in the framework of eventual geula asida, then the future redemption of Klal Yisrael, and coming back to Eretz Yisrael in Yemos Mashiach. And the mitzvah is presented to us right after that, and it's telling us, according to the Ramban, that it's within our capability to do the mitzvah of tshuva whenever we want to, and we shouldn't think that it's inaccessible to us. And if you keep going in the Ramban, look at source number 3 again. He continues, and this is an important point too. He says, "V'zeh tam b'ficha uvilvavicha lasoso." That's in the last pasuk that we read, Yadalin. It's in your mouth and it's in your heart to do. She is vadu es avonam ves avon avosam b'fiem. So you have to do vidua. You have to confess your sins and the sins of your forefathers with your mouth. V'yashuvu b'libam el Hashem. And so too, you have to return to Hashem in your heart. V'kablu aleihem hayom haTorah lasoso ledoros kasher hizkir. And you have to accept the Torah upon yourself and your future generations, as he talks about earlier on. So again, the Ramban points out two ideas in tshuva brought down in our parsha. One is that it's a mitzvah and that you're capable, it's accessible to us in all areas of the world, But the second idea is the concept of vidui, that we have to do vidui with our mouths, and also we have to do tshuva in our hearts. But it's interesting. So what's the Ramban's idea of tshuva? What's the concept? How do we analyze the Ramban? Because he's saying, many Rishonim argue, we'll see the Rambam argues with the Ramban, but the Ramban is saying that this is the source for tshuva. When he reads ki ha-mitzvah zos, it doesn't mean the whole Torah, it means a particular mitzvah of tshuva. And it's being brought down in the Torah in reference to the Geula Asida, the eventual redemption of Klal Yisrael. So what is the idea of tshuva according to the Ramban? So there's an earlier Ramban that'll help us give, I think will give us some insight into what the Ramban's essential idea of tshuva is in the Torah. It's an interesting idea. So if you look in the Ramban in source number 4, it's on our Psukim. It's Parshas Nitzavim Perek Lamed, but it's on Pasuk Vav. And I highlighted it. It says, Umal Hashem Elokecha es Levavecha. So we didn't really understand, what does it mean that Hashem will circumcise your heart? You know, what is that reference to circumcise a person's heart? So Zeu She'amru, so that's what it means in Shabbos. In Shabbos, it's Kuf Dal Amud Aleph. Habal D'Taher Misayin Oso. So if a person wants to become Tahor, pure, you help him. Mafticha She'tashuv Elav B'chol Levavecha V'hu Yazor Oscha. So this pasuk teaches us that if a person decides to do tshuva, then Hashem will help us, and He'll help you. The Nira Minaksuvim, so there's a hashgacha, that Hashem will help you if you want to do tshuva. So he says, the Nira Minaksuvim Inyan Zeh She'omer. So he says that, what are the psukim before trying to teach us? What are they saying? Ki Mizman HaBriya Haisa Rishus Biata Adam Lasos Kirtsono Tzadik O'Rasha. So from a very early state, from the creation of man, man could choose to be a tzaddik or a rasha. The chol zman haTorah kein. And also, throughout the Torah, it's like this, that man can choose, he has bechira, and we could choose between being good or being evil. Kedei she'yeh lahem zchus b'vechirasam b'tov v'onesh b'yirtosam b'ra. And we believe in zchar v'onesh, that if there's merit to choosing the good, and you get punished if you choose the bad. And that's really how it's been since creation. But in the times of Mashiach, which is referenced in the Torah, and the Rabban's bringing it down, the choice of good will be part of man's nature. So the Ramban, this is a famous thing, that the Ramban argues with the Rambam, but the Rambam maintains that man's nature will not change in the times of Mashiach, will stay the same. But the Ramban holds that in Yemos Mashiach, man's nature will change, and essentially our nature will be to do the good. And we won't have any desires to do the bad, to do evil. And this is the mila, the circumcision that Hashem, that's referred to in the Torah, that Hashem will do to our hearts. So the chemda, jealousy, and taiva, which is desire, so they're like the foreskin of the heart. They're the surface of the heart. So Hashem's going to remove it, meaning to say that our nature, our essential nature, will change. Umol halev hu shelo yachmod v'lo yisave. So the milas halev, the removal of the foreskin of the heart, which is taiva and chemda, will remove it. Hashem will help us. He'll be yazor osanu. He'll help us, and there will be hashkacha to change our nature. The yashiv adam is manahu l'asher haya kodem cheto shel adam arishon, and man will return to how man was prior to the first sin. So this is the Ramban's approach. So he did what it was in his nature to do the good, as opposed to us, where we have competing drives. So man, his natural desire was to do the good. So the Ramban, in describing the psukim in source number 1, he says that the psukim are referring to Yemos Mashiach. And particularly, Pasuk Vav is saying, Umal Hashem Elokecha, is a reference to the idea that in Yemos Mashiach, our nature will be different. That we will be like we were before the Chet of Adam, and our natural inclination will be for the good, instead of how we are nowadays, Bizman Hazeh, where we have competing drives. We have Taiva and Chemda, we have desire and jealousy. So in Yemos Mashiach, with Hashgacha, so we will be different. We'll be back like we were before Adam sinned. So what's the idea of tshuva? Why is, according to the Ramban, maybe we can understand, based on these two Rambans, how he understands the mitzvah of tshuva philosophically, and why he learns it out from this set of psukim. So I think the Ramban's idea of tshuva, based on what we read, is that tshuva is really man's ability to put us in a state where we could, where our nature could be such like Adam HaRishon. Meaning, the Ramban describes the idea of tshuva, that we'll do tshuva, the Jewish people will do tshuva as a whole, and we'll do tshuva, and then Hashem will help us. Umal Hashem al-kecha eslavavcha veslavav zarecha. And then once we're in a state where we're capable of living on a certain level, so at that point, Hashem will also help us and continue us on that path by removing our evil inclination. So what's the idea of tshuva? The Ramban's idea of tshuva is that man is the concept, it's the mitzvah for man to attempt to return to the original state of man as created by God. So originally, man as created by God was a person whose drives were naturally drawn to the good. So our nature isn't like that. We're not naturally inclined to be towards the good. We have competing drives, as mentioned before. But the Ramban's idea of tshuva is that it's tied to the idea of Yemos HaMashiach, that tshuva, the concept of tshuva, is man recognizing or attempting to return to our state as Adam HaRishon, our state prior to the sin. It's for us to transform our drives and to make our drive for the good far superior to the drives and the inclinations of the bad. And that way, Hashem, through Hashgacha, will continue us in that path towards being like Adam HaRishon prior to the chait. So we're really supposed to, through tshuva process, we're really supposed to recognize how we were before the chait, and we're trying to achieve that. We're trying to achieve how man was designed originally in creation. We're trying to achieve that state. So I think that's the Ramban's idea of tshuva. I think his idea of tshuva, of course, the Ramban maintains that tshuva is repairing our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But one of the main essential ideas that we learn out from the context of the mitzvah that the Ramban's bringing down is that tshuva is tied to Yemos HaMashiach, and it's tied to Adam HaRishon's nature. So tshuva, really in the Torah, and the way the Ramban describes it, is the path that we take in order to return to that state of being, that state of mind. And only through tshuva, only through that process, are we capable of accepting the Hashgachas Hashem and being able to return to that state in Yemos HaMashiach. So that's the idea of tshuva. Tshuva is the mitzvah of tshuva is for us to try and to attempt to the greatest ability as possible to attempt to return to that state of being where our natural inclination is for the good and our drives for evil are lessened, are really nothing. So that's really the goal of tshuva. So that's an interesting idea. That's the Ramban's idea about tshuva. And that's why he learns it out from the Psukim in our Parsha. But if we look at the Rambam, now we're going to look at the Rambam and we're going to look at the Rav from Ala Tshuva, and we're going to extract some ideas from the Rav to explain the Rambam. So the Rambam is very different than the Ramban. The Rambam does not learn out Tshuva from our Parsha. He learns it out from different places. And if you look in source number 5, the Koseres, which is the heading of Hilchos Tshuva, starts out like this. What is Hilchos? The Rambam, in the beginning of all of his separate sections in the Yad, so he has a Koseres. He has a separate Koseres which discusses the mitzvos of that book. So in the first one, in Tshuva, in 5, it says Hilchos Tshuva, mitzvah sase achas. There's only one mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah sase, a positive commandment. V'hu shi yashuv hachote mecheto lifnei Hashem b'yizvada. So he says that a person has to return from his chait, and he has to confess. Uvir mitzvah zu v'ikarim anigrarim ima b'glolo b'prakim elu. So the Rambam says that he's going to explain the mitzvah in the upcoming chapters in Hilchos Tshuva. But the main thing in the Rambam we see in the Glossaris is that it sounds like there's two elements. One is tshuva from your chait, and the second one is vidui, and the idea of confession, where a person confesses his sin. So the Rambam has two elements. So we have to understand what the relationship between the two elements are. What's the relationship between the tshuva and the vidui in the Rambam, and which one is essential, and which one is, are they both essential, or are they both one thing, are they two things? How do we understand what the Rambam's description in the Koseres of tshuva is? So that's a big question on the Rambam. So we're going to look at the Rambam in tshuva and also in the Sefer Mitzvos. And the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, says as follows, Kol mitzvos shebetorah, bein aseh, bein lo saseh, im avar adam al achas mehen, bein bezadon, bein bishgaga. So if any mitzvah, whether it's positive or negative, if you violated the mitzvah on purpose or by accident, kishiyase tshuva v'yashiv mecheto, when you do tshuva and you return from your sin, chayev lehisvados, you're obligated to do vidoy. Lifnei hakel baruch hu, before Hashem, shenemar isho isha ki yasu. As it says in the psukim in Naso, if a man or a woman do, and we'll look at the psukim inside, this vadu es chatosom asher asu. So, and it says in the pasuk that if you do this chait, so you'll have to do vidoy, you'll have to confess. So the first thing that's interesting in the Rambam is that he says again tshuva and vidoy, but he says that the chiyuv is not on the tshuva, he says the chiyuv is on the vidoy. And the vidoy, and he brings it down from a different pasuk, he doesn't bring it down from, like the Ramban says, beficho vilvavicho lasoso, but the Rambam, however, we're in source number 6, the Rambam, however, brings it down from a different source, and we'll look at it from Naso. But the first thing that's interesting is the Rambam seems to highlight vidoy. So we go on to the next page, or on the second page, ze vidui devarim. So this is a confession of words. Vidui ze mitzvah saseh. He says vidui is the mitzvah saseh. So before in the Koseres he said tshuva and vidui are the mitzvah. Now he's saying vidui is the mitzvah. Ketzad misvadin. So how do you do vidui? How does one confess his sins? Omer, you say, ana Hashem, chatasi, avisi, pashati lefanecha, v'yasisi kach dekach. So now he describes vidui, and he says that vidui is mentioning how you're ashamed, how you've done this chait, and recognizing the chait, and explaining what you did, and verbalizing it, and saying that you're regretful of it, and you're ashamed of it, and you're never going to go back to it. So that's vidui. V'zeu ikro shel vidoy. This is the essence of vidoy. Vados umarech mashubach. So you don't have to stick to the script, but you can elaborate on it. This is just the basic vidoy, ikr vidoy. But you can say whatever you want as long as you mention these key concepts. V'chein, and then he says v'chein, and so too balei chataos v'ashamos. So too people who bring korbanos for their sins, but eishim mevien korbanosein al shigason o al donan in miskaper lehen bekorbanam ad shiyasu tshuva. So you can't get kapara with your korban, with your sacrifice, until you do tshuva. Viizvadu vidui dvarim, and also you have to confess. Shenemar visvada sher chatala. So it says in the pasuk by the korban that you also have to do vidui when you're holding on to the korban. V'chein kol mechuvei misus basin and mechuvei malchus ein miskaper lehen b'misasan o b'lekiyasan ad shiyasu tshuva v'yizvadu. Any type of onesh that a person gets, you have to do tshuva and you have to do vidoy. V'chein achovel b'chavero v'hamazik mamono afa pishi shalim lo mashu chayev lo einu miskaper ad shiyizvadu v'yashuv melasos gezel olam shnemar mikol chatos adam. So he says, the Rambam says that whenever a person does anything wrong, so if he wants to get kapara, he has to do tshuva and vidoy. But it's interesting, the Rambam says that the chiyuv is vidoy, a vidoy dvarim, and he goes into what vidoy is. And again, he always mentions the concept of vidoy, and he also talks about it with korban. He says that a person does vidoy with korban as well. So the question is, there's many questions on the Rambam, and this is a very complex Rambam, but some of the questions, we'll do three questions. One question is, which one is the mitzvah? Is it tshuva or is it vidoy according to the Rambam? The second question according to the Rambam is, what's the relationship between vidoy and korban? Meaning, is vidoy with korban? Is it part of korban? Is it separate from korban? Why does he even bring in the idea of korban and vidoy together? So that's the second question. And finally, the last question is where the Rambam learns out this idea of vidoy from, how he differs from the Ramban. Can we understand the Rambam's categorization of tshuva and vidoy in his own framework? So those are all the questions, okay, on the Rambam. So we'll have an answer to all those. And I think the Rav in Ala Tshuva has beautiful ideas related to this Rambam. So I think we're going to extract a couple ideas and put them together to explain what the Rambam's concept is, his basic concept. So if you look in the Psukim, look in source number 7. So I told you before that the Rambam, and we saw in the Halacha Aleph, that the Rambam learns it out differently than the Ramban. And he learns that from two main sources in the Torah. The first is from Naso. If you look in source number 7, it says, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe le'mor. So Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber el b'nei Yisrael ish o isha ki yasu mikol chatos adam limol mal b'Hashem b'ashma nefeshahi. So if a man or woman do any type of chait, and they are treacherous against Hashem, limol mal means treacherous, and they're guilty, and the soul is guilty, v'ashma, this vadu es chatosam asher asu, so a person has to confess his sins that he did, and he brings a korban, and he also has to pay back a fifth, and he gives it to him who he's guilty to. So the pasuk there is referring to, look at Rashi, the pshat. He says in source number 8, Limo Mal Bashem, what's the chait that it's referring to? Hare Chazar v'chasav kan, parshas Gozel v'nishbal sheker. So the psukim, the pshat, is that it's referring to a person who steals and then he lies in court, and he's nishbal sheker. He swears by Hashem's name and he lies. He amura v'parshas v'yikra umala mo mal Bashem v'chichesh ba'amiso. V'nishneis kan, so it was already taught in Vayikra. So why is it taught again? V'nishneis kan b'shvil shnei dvarim, sh'nischachu ba ha'echad, sh'kasa v'svadu, limed she'enu chayev chomesh v'asham api edim, ad sh'yodeh b'davar, v'asheni al gezel ager, sh'u nasan l'kohanim. So it's to teach you that a person isn't chayev in a korban or to pay back a fifth unless he admits that he did it, even if there's edim. And the second is, if it's gezel ager, if you steal from a ger, you have to give it to the kohen, because there's no bila, there's no owners, you give it to the kohen. So if you look in Rashi, the pshat of vidui is not talking about the vidui of tshuva. The pshat in Rashi is saying that it's talking about a person just admitting that he had stolen and he lied. So he has to admit to it before he can bring his korban and before he can pay back the money. So the idea of vidui there in the pshat, but we'll look in the Rambam in source number 11. He's going to explain the pasuk differently. But I wanted to show you how Rashi learns the pasuk. That Rashi learns the pshat of the pasuk of vidui is not talking about asisi kach v'kach. It's not vidui lifnei Hashem. It's really being moda that you did it, admitting that you did it. It's not the idea of being ashamed or saying or standing before God and saying ano Hashem. That's not the pshat of the pasuk. That's really just the drasha that we'll look in the Rambam and I'll explain. So we still have the questions on the Rambam, so don't forget it. I'll bring us back to those questions. So one other point, it's a nice idea in Rabbeinu Bechaye, and then we'll come to the Rambam. This is the second pasuk that the Rambam learns out vidui from. In source number 9, he says v'haya ki yasham lachas me'ila v'hisvado asher chata aleha. And this is in reference to korbanos. The Rambam says that when you bring a korban, you have to do vidui with the korban, and it says in the pasuk when you're guilty, you do vidui on that which you sinned. So if you look in Rabbeinu Bechaye, this is a nice idea. I never knew this, but he says v'hisvada asher chata aleha. So what does it mean that you have to confess? Shenosan el libo v'zachar hachet achar shenela mimenu v'haya mesupak bo. So a person has to remember and he has to think about and remember the chet that was hidden from him and he was mesupak and he doubted that he did it. V'chozer levadai. He has to make it a vadai, a definite. V'zeu v'his vada, miloshon vadai. So the idea of confession comes from the word vadai, which means definitive. It means definite. V'razal darshu, so the chazal, they explain, shakasav azeh yora ki kol chatos t'una vidui. So this, according to the Rabbeinu Bechaye, is the source in the Sifri that any type of sin requires vidui. V'chein darshu b'sifri b'pasuk v'ashma nefshahi binyan av l'chol ha Amesim sheet anu vidui. So he says also over there by Naso, he says the same thing. So what is Rabbeinu Bechaye? What's the idea? So before we understand the Rambam, just understand the concept of vidui, where it comes from. So he says beautifully that vidui comes from the idea, the word vadai, which means definite. So when a person, before a person does vidui, so he's mesupak, he's in doubt whether he did the sin. It's not a reality to him because he can always deny it in his mind, in his heart, and he can say, I didn't do it. And that's the concept of suffik. But vadai means, I definitely did it. So vidui, confessing, according to Rabbeinu Bechaye, and I think the Rambam has the same idea, that the concept of vidui, of confession, is making it reality, definitive. It's taking the sin and clarifying it to the point where you can't be mesupak, it can't be hidden from you, and you can't be in doubt as to whether you did it. You have to take that sin, and you have to definitively say, I did it. So that's the word of vadai. It's vidui and vadai. It comes from vadai. So I thought that was an interesting idea in Rabbeinu Bechaye. But again, once again, we have to go back to the Rambam. So what's the Rambam saying here? What's his concept of vidui, tshuva? How do they relate to one another? And why does he bring in the korbanos thing? Okay, so those are all the questions. So finally, we'll get to the last Rambam and then the Rav on tshuva. So the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvos describes vidui again, and he even brings down the question that we had about korban, about what the relationship between korban and vidui is and tshuva. So if you look in source number 11, it's the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvos, Mitzvos Aseh Ayin Gimel. He says, V'hamitzvah ha'ayin gimel, He shetzivanu lehzvados alachatayim va'avono shechatanu lifnei akel yisaleh ve'lemor osam im hachiva. So he says that the chiyav is for us to be misvade, for us to confess on all of our sins and say them with the tshuva. So again, he seems to highlight the vidui, but he also brings tshuva with it. So what is tshuva? What's vidui? What's the difference between the two? What's their relationship? V'zehu ha-vidui. This is vidui. V'kavanaso sheyomar ana Hashem chatasi avisi pashati v'asisi kafakach. And he says that the kavana, the meaning of this, is that a person has to say this formula that he recognizes that he's a chote, and he has to say what he did, and he has to, again, v'arei nichamti, v'yarech ha-mamar v'yivakesh ha-mechila b'zeh ha-inyan l'fi tzachos l'shona. So a person, he should just elaborate on it if he feels like he's capable. He should elaborate on the sin and how he was wrong in doing the sin. He says, "Vida," and you should know, "Shafilo chataim shechayavim aleim elu haminim in a korbanos haniskarim." So even the chataim that require korbanos, "Sheamar yisale shemi sheikrivam niskaperlo," where Hashem says that you get kapara through the korban, "Hinei lo yaspik lo im hakravasam bilti havidui." It's not enough to just bring a korban, but you also have to do vidui. So again, the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvos is highlighting the importance of vidui. So we have to understand, really understand what the Rambam's categorization and understanding of vidui is. So we'll get to that. V'u Amri Yisbarach, and he says, and he quotes Naso, like we saw, "Daber al bnei Yisrael, isho isha, ki yasu mikol chatos adam, limo mal b'ashem v'ashma nefshahi, v'isvadu es chatosam asher asu." So he brings down the pasuk that we saw, that we learned Rashi on. But he says, "V'lashon mechilta beferish ze apostolik lefisha nemar v'hisvada asher chata yisvada al chait asher chata." So the mechilta learns out that the vidui is on the chait. So it's not an idea of vidui of admitting that you did something wrong to pay the chomesh, but it's an idea of vidui, of real vidui. Aleha al chatas k'shehi kayemes lo mishenishchata. And we also know, we learn out, that you have to do vidui when the chatas, when your korban is still alive, not after it was shechted. It doesn't mean that there's only vidui for the chait of walking into the mikdash and your tameh. So you see in Vayikra, it's referring to the chait of walking into the mikdash and being metameh, the mikdash and the korbanos. But it's not just, that's not the only time you do vidui. So you would
think that it's only for that sin that you're chayv to do vidui.
Where do you know that for all mitzvos and all averos you have to do vidui? It says, "Speak to Bnei Yisrael and confess," meaning all averos. Minayin af misos ukrisos amar chatosam. Any type of chait, even one that you're chayav misa for and kares, kol chatasam l'rabos mitzvahs lo saseh, ki yasu l'rabos mitzvahs saseh. So he says that from this pasuk we learn out, this is the Rambam, he says from this pasuk we learn out that by all categories of chait, there's a mitzvah and there's an idea of vidoy. V'sham nemar gamkein mikol chatos adam mima shebeino levein chavero al agnebos al agzelos al lashon hara. And even chataim that are between man, you still have to do vidoy on. Limo mal the rabos anishba b'shem l'sheker v'makalo v'ashma the rabos kol chavei miso shi'iz vadu yachol afanei rogin al pi zomimin lo amarti el v'ashma nefshahi. So this is not too relevant to us. So keep going. Hinei kfar yisbar l'cha. So go down to the period. So I already explained ki al kol minei ha'avonos hagdolim haktanim v'afilu mitzvus asei chayavim l'svados aleim. Any type of sin, even if it's big or small, even if it's positive, you're chayav to do vidui. Since the mitzvah, according to the Rambam, comes along with your chiyuv to bring a korban, you might have thought that vidui alone is not a mitzvah. You might have thought that vidui can only come with korban. That's why the Rambam quotes the mechilta. So he says that we have to learn from the Milchilta that you're always chayv in vidui even when there's no korban. And you might think that you only do vidui in Eretz Yisrael.
How do you know that even in Gaul she divud? Vidui tamalomar visvaduas avonamis avonavasam v'chein daniel omer l'cha shematztaka v'lanu boshes upon him. So he says, hinei yisbar l'cha mikol mash zachronuhu shavidui mitzvah b'fnei atzma. So the Rambam says emphatically that vidui is a separate mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah that is attached to korban. V'chova l'chote al eze chata shechata uvein ba'aretz bein b'chutzaretz bein hevi korban uvein lo hevi korban hu chayav l'isvados. K'mosha amar yisale v'isvaduas chata sam asher chata asher asher. So the Rambam in the end says that we learn from this that anytime a person does a mitzvah, an avera, whether or not he brings a korban, whether he's an Eretz Yisrael or not, whether he's still chayv in vidui. So the Rambam goes out of his way to tell us that vidui is separate from korban, but yet the Rambam acknowledges from the Torah that it sounds like, and the Rambam himself brings it down in Halacha Aleph, that there's a connection between vidui and korban. So the question is, on the one hand, we recognize that vidui is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, but on the other hand, vidui is connected to a korban, to sacrifice, when you bring a sacrifice for a sin. So what is the relationship between the two, and how do we understand vidui on its own and with korban? So those are all the questions that we have in the Rambam. All right? So now we'll get to the Rav. So the Rav has a beautiful idea. He doesn't explain the Rambam outright, but I'm going to try to use the ideas that he's saying to categorize what tshuva is in the Rambam and try to highlight the difference between the Rambam and the Ramban. So it's on page 75 in the On Repentance, which is a wonderful book. And he says like this, the title of the chapter, or this portion, is Repentance as Service of the Heart. It's Avodah Shebelev. He says the same method is used in describing the laws of repentance. Maimonides, the Rambam, considers repentance a form of service of the heart. So he says, so his first point is that tshuva, according to the Rambam, is avoda shebelev. It is a precept whose essence is not in the performance of certain acts or deeds, but rather in a process that at times extends over a whole lifetime, a process that begins with remorse, with a sense of guilt, with man's increasing awareness that there is no purpose to his life, with a feeling of isolation, of being lost and adrift in a vacuum, of spiritual bankruptcy, of frustration and failure, and the road one travels is very long until the goal of repentance is actually achieved. Repentance is not a function of a single decisive act, but grows and gains in size slowly and gradually until the penitent undergoes a complete metamorphosis, and then, after becoming a new person, and only then, does repentance take place. And what is the concluding act of repentance? It is confession. So the Rav says first, the first idea the Rav says is that tshuva, according to the Rambam, is avodah shebelev. What does that mean, avodah shebelev? It means that essentially tshuva is an internal emotional experience, that a person has to feel these emotions of remorse and really feel emotionally that he regrets what he did. And it's an internal process. It's avodah shebelev. It's an internal process. And he doesn't say this outright, but we see also, he mentions it before actually, that there's another example of avodah shebelev in the Rambam, and that's tefillah. Tefillah is also avodah shebelev. That a person is supposed to express and feel his emotions towards God, shevach, bakasha, they should be genuine emotions, and then they're expressed in tefillah. So too by tshuva. So tshuva is really the emotional element. It's the person experiencing the feelings of remorse and shame, and also recognizing that he did something wrong. And then the vidui is the concluding act, like the Rav says, and vidui is really the expression of avodah shebelev. It's really the outward expression of avodah shebelev. And he even goes on, and if you skip to the next couple pages down, he explains, he says an interesting point, that if you look in the vidui of the Rambam, how does it go? It says, ana Hashem. First you start with, I beseech you. Ana Hashem means, please Hashem. Chatasi avisi. So what is that idea of please Hashem? So the idea of please Hashem is that a person's pleading. It's almost like the person is he says over here, oh, I beseech thee, is a clarion call that the gates be unlocked, that our confession is allowed to enter within and be heard, though we know it is forbidden to approach the king while clothed in the sackcloth of sin and transgression. So what is it? Ana Hashem is a tefillah, really. It's a bakasha that we're requesting, that even though we're sinners, we request that Hashem at least hear our vidui, hear our confession. So what do we see from this? We see that the framework or the category of tshuva, according to the Rambam, the way the Rav's describing it, is that tshuva is a form of avodah shebelev, and much like tefillah is an expression of a person's internal feelings, and it's an outward expression of that, so tshuva is an internal experience primarily, but the mitzvah, the chiyuv vidui, is to express those emotions through your words. And that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to express them through your words. So now we can understand the relationship between tshuva and vidui and korban. See, the relationship is that tshuva is really the internal process. Vidui is the outward expression of your feelings, of your emotions, and the experience that you went through. And korban is really avoda, it's a maisa avoda, it's the act of service to Hashem. So there's three elements to tshuva. There's one element is the tshuva itself, the internal process. Then the second is the vidui, which is the external, but it's really avodah shebelev. It's an expression of your feelings. And then finally, the Rama mentions it with korban, because the idea is that vidui is really, it really matches with korban perfectly, because vidui is avodah shebelev, and korban is really a maisa avoda. It's an act of service to Hashem. It's an act of servitude to Hashem. So we're demonstrating our servitude through our expression, through our vidui, but also there's a demonstration physically through bringing a korban. And we see that by tefillah too, that the tefillos were connected to the korbanos. In fact, the zman tefillos of shacharis, mincha, and maariv, they're all connected to the korbanos. Meaning there's a connection, there's a relationship between avodah shebelev and maase avoda, an actual service. One is internal, and tefillah and vidui are expressions of that. And the other one is an external act of servitude, and that's korban. So korban is a demonstration that we are servants of Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rambam has a different idea of tshuva than the Ramban. The Rambam's idea of tshuva essentially is that it's a mitzvah of avodah shebelev. It's a mitzvah that a person who's chayav to do tshuva expresses his emotional experience, and it's an intellectual and emotional experience, but he has to express it through his words. And then the idea of korban and why it pairs with korban is similar to tefillah. That just like tefillah is connected to korbanos, so too tshuva and vidui are really paired with korbanos, because korbanos are a maisa avoda, a maisa of servitude to Hashem. Okay, so let me just, so basically there's 3 points in this year. I can isolate it down to 3 points. There's the Ramban's idea of tshuva, the concept of Rabbeinu Bachaye, and the concept of the Ramban. The idea of tshuva, I think, and it's based on where they learn it from, the idea of the Ramban is that tshuva is man's ability, and the tzivui is man's command to try to the best of his ability to recognize his true essential nature, and to try to get to the point where he's able to or capable to live like Adam Arishon. And really, that's why, according to the Ramban, the mitzvah of tshuva is brought down in the idea of Yemos Mashiach. It's to teach us that tshuva and the process of tshuva should ultimately lead us, with the help of Hashem, lead us to a different type of existence, an existence of Adam Arishon. The second idea was Rabbeinu Bachaye, and he says that vidui comes from the word vadai. So we have to understand that the essence of vidui is really definitive. It's an idea of taking the sin and not being misapik, and it not being hidden from us, or us being in doubt as to whether we did it or not. But we have to accept it, and we have to make it vadai. We have to make it a definite that we did it. And just a verbalization of that makes it into a vadai. It takes something that we're misapik about, that we can deny, and it makes it into something definitive. And finally, the Rambam. So the Rambam's approach to tshuva is different. He holds that tshuva is in the category of avodah shebelev, like the Rav says. And really, vidui is much like tefillah, that just like tefillah, a person feels that he wants to ask, he wants to mevakesh, he wants to give shevach to Hashem, he wants to give hodah. And the avodah shebelev, the mitzvah, is to do it through tefillah, to verbalize it, because verbalization is really an expression of your emotions and your feelings and your thoughts. So too, by vidui fits into the same category of avodah shebelev. It's really the culmination of the tshuva, that when a person experiences the internal, then finally he can verbalize it in his vidui. And the reason why the Rambam brings down korban is much like in tefillah, that just like tefillah is paired with korbanos, because it's a maisa avodah shebelev, so it's paired with a physical act of servitude, so too by tshuva. So tshuva and vidui are the avodah shebelev, and the avodah shebemaisa, the actual act of avodah, is the korban. So that's why they're brought together. Okay, so that's really the shir tonight. So hopefully everybody gained some insight into tshuva based on the Ramban and the Rambam. And everybody have a good good Rosh Hashanah. All right, Shana Tova. Thank you.